Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to when stay-at-home orders can be lifted across the nation, President Trump says,
the President of the United States calls the shots.
The President telling a White House briefing last evening he's almost done working out a plan to reopen the country, and he adds it could be done ahead of schedule. He also defended his initial response to the coronavirus back in February.
We really have done this right. The problem is the press doesn't cover it.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the President's Coronavirus Task Force is standing by the White House's response to the pandemic. As Fauci told reporters, President Trump acted on the mitigation advice he's been given by experts. And Fauci mentioned that starting immigration efforts sooner would have saved lives, but he wasn't implying that someone was at fault. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial health leader for Chase, says,
there are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams.
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
At least 30 people are dead in the nation's worst tornado outbreak in years, as damaging winds swept across the east yesterday, but that followed Easter Sunday's 40 tornadoes reported in the south. 11 people were killed in Mississippi, 9 in South Carolina, 6 in Georgia, and others died under falling trees and inside collapsed buildings in Arkansas and North Carolina. A Florida doctor is losing custody of her young daughter during the coronavirus pandemic. A Miami-Dade judge has temporarily granted Dr. Teresa Green's ex-husband full custody of the couple's 4-year-old daughter until it's believed the coronavirus could no longer be a major health threat. The judge ruling that because Green is dealing with coronavirus patients herself at a South Florida hospital, she could pose a health risk to her child. Green argued that she's capable of keeping her daughter safe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A coronavirus outbreak is now brewing on the Navy hospital ship docked in the port of Los Angeles. On Monday, the Navy announced 4 more crew members aboard the USNS Mercy have tested positive. That means 7 on the ship's crew have now caught the virus since its first case was reported last Wednesday. Ford Motor Company expects to report nearly a $500 million in losses for the first quarter of this year. The automaker anticipating reporting at least $34 billion in revenue and a $0.6 billion loss in adjusted earnings when figures are released on April 28th. Ticketmaster is now under fire after the company updated its refund policy. Customers say they're outraged because Ticketmaster changed the wording for its refund policy from offering refunds for postponed, rescheduled, or canceled events to only canceled events. Ticketmaster officials say the refund policy for proposed or postponed events has always been set by event organizers and not by them. And the Rekindle Art School in Seattle says video game voice actor Rick May has died after contracting the virus. May appeared in more than 300 shows, widely known for his famous "do a barrel roll" quote from Nintendo's beloved Star Fox 64 video game. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
that? Hey, we're back with you. Welcome to, Bending the Curve headquarters here in America. Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Ed Bordeaux joins us now, author of the brand new book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. Oh, really? Oh, come on, Ed. You don't really believe that, do you?
I do believe it, and that's 3 books ago. My new book is called Trump's Turn, Winning the New Civil War.
Well, hey, people have to update me on these things. I'm 3 weeks behind. No wonder. No wonder I'm a bit satirical, even by accident. Author, negotiation expert, political commentator, and keynote speaker, film actor, and TV personality. Yes, the infamous Ed Bordeaux is with us right now. Ed, the gall of Nancy Pelosi, she's amazing to me. I mean, we have her on soundbite saying, hey, look, come to Chinatown. It's not a problem. It's everything's kumbaya, this COVID thing. You know, they mocked the virus, and now all of a sudden here we are. And of course, anytime they can use it to try to discredit President Trump, they're going to do that. But then her latest deal is, look at what we need here is we need a good coronavirus oversight committee, right?
It's all consistent with what the Democrats have been doing. The Democrats have really gone off the deep end. I think that there's a kind of a psychosis that has developed in the Democratic Party. So nothing that they do surprises me. That they would, request an oversight committee is just consistent with everything else that they've been doing.
And, of course, you know where that committee's heading.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, I said, you know where that committee's heading. You know, their ultimate goal is, we didn't get enough of the last impeachment. Let's we're going to find all kinds of exceptions and problems with this and conspiracies that it's worthy of impeaching the president one more time.
Look, you got to give Nancy credit for one thing. She's consistent. Mm-hmm. She said she was going to do that. She said before they won back the House of Representatives, she said, if we win in the House, we're going to just lay it on thick on the president, and that's what they're doing. So it's not a surprise. It is, however, obnoxious as hell, and I think the public is catching on that you can't take these Democrats seriously.
Well, she said both things. She said, it's not like people get elected to Congress just to go and impeach the president. No, that's exactly what, so what she tells, she's a walking screw tape letter. So what she tells us is just the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, it's what I've come to expect from the Democrats. I mean, look at the people that they put up to be president of the United States. How could you take Joe Biden seriously as a candidate for president? How can you take Bernie Sanders seriously? How can you take Elizabeth Warren seriously? The Democratic Party can't be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fruit just fell from the trees. It wasn't that anybody picked it. They just fell off. I mean, when you think about it, because Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren was selling something that 70% of the American people didn't want. And there was no amount of messaging that could sweeten it up. And even having somebody like AOC rallying the troops and that, it just doesn't hold water. And it falls by the wayside. So the last man standing by default is Joe Biden.
Well, to me, that's the absurdity of it, because here's a guy who really is in the midst of dementia. Mm-hmm. And to put someone like that up for president, I can't take them seriously. But it reflects what I've been talking about for a long time now, which is that we're in a civil war between conservatives and liberals.
Yes.
And it's a very serious war. It's not a war of bullets, but it's a war of ideologies. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wrote my new book, Trump's Turn, Winning a New Civil War. And I think that the Democrats will do anything to try to win this war. The good news is that they're losing. Mm-hmm. Trump was elected, and Trump is going to be reelected.
The thing that is not totally escaped us, Ed, is truth. Truth always finds a way, you know, to expose itself. And right now, we are covered, in a sense, with the body politic, that truth can still come through the morass of all the lies and the deception, even with something such as coronavirus that we're going through right now, which the CCP is doing. You know, they've got their full-blown campaign, their propaganda campaign, being buttressed by the World Health Organization and other allies to, keep us all in the dark and, you know, feeding us a bunch of manure.
Well, hopefully the president is already working to defund WHO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who is really what?
Yes.
It's a nest of Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as China goes, this is one of the wonderful things about Trump, is that he's been going after China when nobody else would.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a damn good thing too, because we need to stop the years of pandering to China that's been going on in this country.
Well, they were going to go after China because that was the hand that was feeding them. I mean, when you break down and your eyes are open to the corruption and the strings that were attached from China to the United States, and with politicians, Joe Biden and his family included, and that's just part and parcel of the whole program. It's much deeper than that, and this has been going on, to your point, for decades. You know, we've been bamboozled. And after this latest fiasco with what they've done, I mean, the United States had invested over $3 million in the research of this coronavirus. They realized that it was bad. And in 2018, they stepped away, said, no, we don't want anything to do with this anymore. And they let it go, which was kind of irresponsible, because then what they did is they left it all in the hands of the communist Chinese government. And here they did all this effort to get it up to a point, and this one gal who's been heading this whole campaign, she's been on YouTube videos. I think she's done a series, 3-4 of them, and it's quite telling that this didn't come from, you know, some misguided bats in the wet market, because bats, they found out, were not being sold at the time. This was a military project gone awry. I think we'll find out later on, but all points seem to be indicating, and with your military background, Ed, I'm sure you're seeing, you know, this is military malfeasance, or maybe even a planned attack by the Chinese, and maybe a test of things to come.
Well, all of these things are possible, but at this point, we're just speculating. We don't really know. As you say, the truth hopefully will come out.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, you know, we're stuck with with this thing, and we have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think that the response to the coronavirus has been exaggerated. I think the whole thing has been exaggerated. I think the number of potential deaths have been exaggerated. Mm-hmm. And I'm in favor of ending this lockdown that we're in right now, because I don't think it's helping us. It's going to have tremendous harm to the economy if we allow it to continue.
Well, it would be interesting if it was against the advice of Dr. Fauci, who's now being very cautious and saying, you know, we can't necessarily flip a switch. But it would be interesting if we did flip a switch to see what would happen. I think some, you know, social distancing guidelines would continue. I think that we're willing to accept things like that. And I'm not necessarily sure we'd be ready to go back into sports arenas right away. But, hey, we'll talk more about it with that after this. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial health leader for Chase, says,
there are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams.
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
So someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Ed Bredeau continues. Ed, you know, just listening to the one commercial about Iwo Jima, and being a former Marine myself, as you are, Semper Fi, my brother, you know, we think about how many Marines, you know, from the history of time, you know, from Iwo Jima to, you know, the halls, you know, Tripoli, and, you know, the battles that we fought historically, we have such a proud tradition. But it's more than the Marines. It's the American people, we the people, you know, that have, you know, continued to pursue this idea that our founding fathers said, look, wouldn't it be nice? It'd be better than nice to have a country that was not run by despots or kings, but was run by we the people, and a country that believed in freedoms and godly principles. And here we are in this 21st century, and we're having to, you know, again, reconsider these founding principles, true to Ronald Reagan's admonition in saying that, you know, something about liberty doesn't pass in the bloodstream. Something about a great American idea, it passes from one generation to the next, but it's paramount on the previous generation to make sure the stories and the legacy of this great American idea is passed on to the next generation so that they can make it even better.
Well, I believe that it's values that make the country what it is. Mm-hmm. And there are certain values that I consider American values, like freedom of speech, meritocracy, taking responsibility for yourself, private property, and the Democrats want to destroy all of those values. That's what Obama was, the 8 years of Obama attempting to destroy American values. We have to fight for those values, as you say.
It really is, as your book title says, it is a new civil war. And one that, like with any wars, you need to understand that you are in war, like whether it be the coronavirus, whether it be, you know, a conflict with Russia or China, which is bubbling in the South China Seas. It, you know, as they say, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you know, military preparedness is something that has been up for grabs. And with Obama, he was trying to downgrade the military. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, Trump is reversing that. You know, if we've got to have a strong military, otherwise we become totally defenseless against an adversary like China, which is becoming very, very aggressive.
Right.
As you say, in the South China Sea, I just read that they've got an aircraft carrier that's sailing around Taiwan. They're flexing their muscles.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, they've continued to build up those military islands in international areas, claiming that somehow they have a right, that this is all part of China now. So they've figured out a way to expand their borders to include areas of the South China Sea that, you know, are down the road. It's like that old saying, Ed, you can pay me now or pay me later. The idea is whenever you pay later, it's always much more expensive and much more complicated. And this is what China, because China's going to, at some point, push is going to come to shove, and something has got to give, and China's going to say, you know, we've been doing this for decades, and you didn't say anything. Now all of a sudden it's a problem?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the same thing in interpersonal relationships. One of the things I've learned as I've gotten older is that you have to confront things mm-hmm. as they occur. You can't wait.
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, at our age, Ed, we start to forget certain things. And, you know, we just say, we know it's a problem. I just can't remember exactly why it was a problem. That's why, for me, I'm like you. I've learned as well is that it's better to confront it right away while it's still fresh in the memory bank, not down the road when, you know, things get lost in translation, right?
Well, one of the things that's going on right now, it relates to that, is Trump is pushing back against the media, mm-hmm. which is just, the media has gone off the rails. we can no longer depend on our media for straight information. Mm-hmm. And Trump has the nerve, fortunately, to push back against that and say, look, you know, we've got to have facts out there. And if you're not going to give us facts, then just get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is in this environment of fake news, I mean, take a look at all the fake stuff that's being, you know, purported and thrust upon us regarding COVID-19. You know, the way it started, China, and then, of course, now China, backed by the WHO, as we talked previously, you know, they're on a propaganda campaign. And what is also being exposed is that we've got tentacles from the CCP directly into 41 universities in our country. Is it any wonder, not to mention the tentacles that go into the back pockets of politicians in D.C.?
Isn't it amazing that we have allowed all of that to take place? That is just amazing.
Yeah.
And I put the blame, frankly, on Obama. For 8 years, he allowed all this stuff to take place. And I think he was in favor of downgrading the United States.
No question.
But we've got to finally push against all of this and do something about it.
Well, Obama read the tea leaves. I mean, that's why he said that we were going to start to fundamentally, you know, change America, fundamentally transform, you know, from what to what, you know. But people applauded like a bunch of seals without any connection with intelligence or consideration. You know, they just saw this charming guy. Here's this first black president of the United States was going to be the healer of all the civil difficulties that we've had for generations. And truly, America was going to be free. But truly, what Barack Obama came in to do was to really seal the deal that had been transforming for a number of decades, if the truth be known. This has been a slow march of progressives, and I say they go all the way back to the mid-1800s, and their first linchpin was controlling the educational system, which they did at the turn of the century. And of course, we see the fruit of our educational system today, how messed up it is, and the kids, you know, how they're coming out of these universities fully indoctrinated, ready to now, in the 21st century, walk away from capitalism and embrace socialism. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think this is one of the two biggest threats that we face right now, is the brainwashing of our young people.
Mm-hmm.
But the left has taken over academia, they've taken over Hollywood, they've taken over the media, they're taking over Silicon Valley. There's a lot of work that has to be done to turn this around.
But we have got a great opportunity here, Ed, in light of COVID-19, because the stadiums aren't being filled, you know, whether it's for sports or entertainment or movie houses and that. You know, the landscape of this culture is up for some, you know, interesting, you know, you talk about transformation. And I think a transformation to where conservatives need to not apologize. They can stand on history. And this is one of the things that I shared with a local Tea Party group here in Florida. When I gave a presentation to them, I was just inspired to share with them. I said, look, at you know, what you can take away from Donald Trump is he sits in the truth. You know, he can take all kinds of bullets and the media can attack him and politicians and that sort of thing, but he knows the truth and he sits on it to his credit. Now, he may have a way to express it that challenges people, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with it, because at the end of the day, it's more truthful than not. And it's amazing how often they want to say that he lies, but they never come back and say, you know what, Donald Trump was right when he decided to stop all air travel from China. Call it instinct, call it what you want, but that was a brilliant move that even Dr. Fauci had to admit saved millions of lives.
Questions about Dr. Fauci and his connections to the Gates Foundation,
exactly.
China,
no.
To Big Pharma. I'm not sure that Dr. Fauci is the one we should be relying on.
Well, he's been given a lot of place and authority right now, and I'm like you. I'm very cautious because I think there's more to understand as to his motivations, and we need to be careful. And, hey, he's not the President of the United States, thank God. Ed Brudeau right here. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Take care.
maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wild weather impacting much of the nation as people across New York and New Jersey are cleaning up today after severe storms yesterday with wind gusts as high as 65 miles an hour. This woman in Teaneck, New Jersey says a tree came down on her home.
Listen, we're in the middle of unprecedented crisis, right? So for me, I'm just focusing on the fact that at least it's during the daytime and, you know, when I can still see to gather candles and be prepared for later on.
From Texas to Maine, 500,000 homes and businesses have no power this morning because of those storms. Arkansas, the hardest hit, as more than 106,000 homes and businesses are currently without power. The coronavirus has now infected nearly 2 million people around the world, and nearly 120,000 people have died, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And Dan Crenshaw joins us now, who served as a Navy SEAL for a decade, achieving the rank of lieutenant commander after being wounded in the Helmand province of Afghanistan in 2012. He lost his right eye, required surgery to save the vision in his left. He earned two Bronze Star medals, one with Valor, the Purple Heart, and the Navy Commandant Medal with Valor. I should say Navy Commendation Medal with Honor. With Valor, retiring from the military in 2016, Crenshaw earned a Master of Public Administration from Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government in 2017, was elected to the United States House of Representatives in November 2018, where he represents the 2nd Congressional District of Texas. Congressman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and congratulations on the book just released, Fortitude. American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. If you know anything, I mean, as a Navy SEAL and all that you've gone through on behalf of our country, we honor you, Congressman, for fighting the good fight. And, you know, again, I just am reminded about, you know, the strength and power of fortitude and what that means. What does fortitude mean for you?
Well, it means the same as the technical definition. It's resilience to adversity and, you know, the ability to overcome. And this book is an instruction manual for that. I think a lot of people, they see my face on a book and you're like, okay, well, it's a politician, he's a SEAL, he wrote an autobiography. That's not what this book is. Obviously, my story is intertwined throughout it, so you will learn things you've never heard before about me. But fundamentally, this is a little bit more like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, mixed with Jocko Willink's Extreme Ownership. So there's every chapter is a lesson in mental toughness. And because there's been plenty written on outrage culture. There's been plenty written on the coddling of American culture, this sort of microaggression obsession that we have, this obsession with being offended by everything, our need to mob people online and you know, make them pay for their transgressions. And I didn't want to write about just the problem. Again, better authors than me have dissected that in detail. This is a solution to it. This is how to overcome it. Mm. And it's not just outrage culture. You know, we're in the middle of this COVID-19 crisis, right. And I wrote this well before there was a COVID-19 crisis. But I could easily do a second edition on analyzing how we've reacted and how these lessons apply to today's issues.
In your book, what I drew out of it was something that happened stanchially. I was doing a presentation for a tea party here in Florida, and what I was able to discern and take away from President Trump is his consistency to stand in the truth, no matter what. And fortitude anchors you in that truth. Whatever that belief is, you're an immovable force, and that drives the non-sustainers nuts. The cancel culture and those that are, you know, hitting and running, you know, about our culture right now, they go crazy when they see that somebody knows that they know that no matter what, Dan Crenshaw believes in certain values and he holds to that, and he's going to keep on standing and sitting in that position. I see that the same with this president. I see it with others. And for me, this was a huge reminder and reinforcement of what I've been able to see more recently. And that is that if we sit and stand in the truth, we are an immovable force, are we not?
I think that's right. One thing I talk about in the book quite a bit is the essence of moral truth. You know, I go into some pretty deep discussions here. These aren't shallow lessons, you know, which you might hear from motivational speakers, like, and maybe your typical SEAL book of, like, if you want to be hard, just be harder. If you want to be strong, lift more weight, get up early. Like, that's all true. But I go into a much deeper discussion, and one point I do talk about absolute truth and the need to understand right and from wrong. And one of the problems our culture faces is we've redefined those things. We've redefined what is good and bad. And, you know, there's a reason as conservatives that we rely on a transcendent authority, God, to tell us what's right and wrong. Because our human mind is capable of imagining entire new orders of morality. And that's a really dangerous thing. And, like, we know what happens, actually, when that happens. It's the 20th century. It's the bloodiest century in human history, where the worst atrocities in the history of mankind were committed in the 20th century. Right. And that's what happens when you move away from God. And so I do talk about that quite a bit, and the need to feel shame. Right? There's an entire chapter on the right sense of shame and how we need to feel bad about things, even small things, if we are going to learn how to be better and to be stronger. And I mean small things, like, did you put your shopping cart away, or did you leave it in a parking spot? Are you that guy who left the shopping cart in the parking spot? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's such a funny, like, small thing. Mm. But, like, it matters, because if you're willing to do that, like, what else are you willing to do? It's a slippery slope. And so this book is really about very much the small things on how to be a better, stronger person.
Right. Well, there was an admiral at a commencement speech, if you recall, not that long ago. He said the first thing you could do every day is just make your bed.
100%.
To your point. Right?
Yeah. And
just
I reference
a little
him. Things. I reference him in this book as well. I mean, you know, what's interesting about being a SEAL is we learn all of this stuff. And we read about it in each other's books. And I'm like, I don't even need to read this. And I'll read Jocko's book, and I'm like, well, all of this seems painfully obvious. It doesn't, but what I realize is that other people have never heard this stuff. And so it's a real interesting journey and challenge to translate everything that we've learned into lessons that people can understand. Because in the SEAL teams, we don't necessarily articulate these lessons. There's not like a PowerPoint where we articulate all of these things. We just do it, and we learn it by fire. Mm-hmm. And then we, and those of us who write about it later have to kind of figure it out. We have to like do some soul searching and figure out what it is we're actually trying to teach.
Well, it's, it doesn't it come down to some common sense at the end of the day? And maybe 100%. That's why. I mean,
I say this throughout the book too. I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, we need to rely on lessons that are old. You know, if people have been reading Marcus Aurelius for 2,000 years, there's a good chance that there's actually something to that. If people have been relying on the Bible for thousands of years, then there's a good chance that there's some actual wisdom in there. And so, I could distill some of the lessons in my book to lessons you intuitively should know. Mm-hmm. You know, and for people who study psychology, this should strike them as true. I love psychology. I love the academic literature of psychology because it's often telling you what you already know. It's just putting it into smart people terms. And I think that's a really cool thing. When mm-hmm. if you're into psychology, so
yes.
I reference a lot of psychological literature in here because what I find is your intuition is right, and it is backed up by the literature. It's backed up by history. Mm-hmm. It's backed up by the Bible. It's backed up by philosophy. Like there are real truths that we can live by, like personal accountability, personal responsibility being a good thing is a truth. Mm-hmm. And these kind of things are being upended in our modern kind of or our postmodern society, you know, and we've got to fight back against that. Like there's a reason, and this is a deeper reason for conservatism, you know, on a deeper cultural level. This is what I tell conservatives. You're right for a lot more reasons than just your tax policy.
Yes.
Okay? That tax policy actually comes from somewhere much, much deeper. And we have to be talking about our foundational beliefs in a much deeper way. And we've forgotten how to do that. That's the truth. We've forgotten how to do that as conservatives. We start rallying, you know, we rely on slogans instead of foundations.
Exactly.
And we have to be better than that. As conservatives, we have to be better than that.
Without a doubt. Well, and this is why this invalidation culture, this cancel culture that's been running, as a drive-by hit force and disqualifying everybody is hurting the process. But people with fortitude that know that they know and can hold on the truth and sit in the truth. It is so important these days because even like you say, from a psychological standpoint, when President Trump brought up the fact that, you know, marriages would be impacted, families would be impacted because of this coronavirus, that suicide rate would increase, all these, you know, social things that would be affected with people sheltering in place was not a good thing. It was interesting. You know, Congressman, is that I watched the faces of the mainstream media, and it was like crickets. I mean, they had no clue that this kind of virus could have this kind of biological effect on America.
Yeah, what do you mean in the sense of the socioeconomic?
We've got to go to break. We've got more from the Congressman after this. Stay with us.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This report is brought to you by the College Board. The unprecedented spread of the coronavirus has closed schools across the country, some for the rest of the year. So what about the millions of high school students who have been working hard to earn college credits by taking advanced placement classes? The College Board has unveiled virtual supports for students, including free, live, and on-demand AP review lessons on YouTube and the first-ever online AP exams. Students can take the AP exam at home, on a device of their choice, in a safe, comfortable environment.
Trevor Packer is the Senior Vice President for Advanced Placement and Instruction at the College Board.
We've surveyed AP students nationwide, and the vast majority want to take the exam. That's why we've set up a process that's simple, secure, and accessible. We want to make sure that every student has the chance to earn the college credit they've been working so hard for.
The 45-minute online exams will be given from May 11th through May 22nd. Makeup test dates will also be available. To learn more, visit cb.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here in our conversation with Congressman Dan Crenshaw, United States Representative and former Navy SEAL. We're talking about his brand new book, Fortitude, America's Resilience in the Era of Outrage. When we were talking about the psychological impact that people staying at home would have, it was quite devastating. It's quite devastating. I mean, people are having a hard time with it. The president did, as I mentioned, say, look, we got to be careful because divorce rate's going to go up, suicide rate, all this, all these ramifications could come into play with a society doing something that is not natural. What's natural is for us to go out and work and be productive. And that was clearly demonstrated when the president was elected and he took the boot of Regulation Nation off the throats of productive people. And look what happened to the unemployment rate.
Yeah, no, that's right. And we have to be talking about that balance. You know, here's the way I put it. We had to go into a tactical retreat. So this is a military term. Mm-hmm. We were confronted by this virus. It shot us off the target, and we had to retreat behind some piece of cover, get our wits about us, call in some air support, and figure it out. The thing is, we can't keep retreating. So the retreat now is basically this risk containment strategy of sheltering in place and shutting down our economy. It makes sense, but it has to be applied to a timeline, and we have to stick to that timeline. You can't just keep saying we're going to reevaluate.
Right.
You can't keep saying that. Like there are other public health consequences to what's happening with the economy, with suicides. This infuriates me. This broad notion that we can't do any other procedures in America, and medically speaking, while this is going on, is not a good. That's not a good policy. I'm becoming much more against this as I talk to my doctors here in Houston. They got 50% vacancy in these hospitals. We got nurses coming in doing nothing because we just don't have near the number of cases in Houston we do around the country. Mm-hmm. We're quite blessed, and it's good because maybe we got ahead of it early and we shut things down early, and so you know that's great.
Right,
but people are putting off these really important procedures, and who are you to say what's optional and what isn't? You know, that becomes that's a lot of gray area.
Right.
And a lot of doctors, small practices, are going under because they can't make any money. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why can't we go to work? Why can't we go to work? So we've got to ramp up our testing rapidly. Look, we paused the economy, but we have to explain to people why we did it. We did it to allow our public health system to catch up to the problem, to allow our supply chain to catch up to the problem. And that is rapidly happening. Right, where we are behind in is testing. Is blood testing for antibodies. We need to ramp that up into the millions. Mm-hmm. There has to be industrial policy where we focus, laser focus on this, so that in 30 days, when the president says 30 days to slow the spread, fine. I'm with you, but we have to boldly say that's the end point. That's the end point, and then we're going to actually come out of hiding and fight. And we're going to continue on with the mission, which is to live our lives, and we're going to fight the pandemic alongside it with all of the new knowledge and supplies that we've garnered in the meantime.
Congressman, you know, you say a timeline, but can't there be a regional perspective and consideration on this as well?
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
It needs to be. I thank God the president is resisting that, and even Fauci, I think, he resists that notion. And the media is just obsessed with this because the left loves the idea of the president shutting things down. Even when it's Trump, they love the idea. Like, it's kind of mind-blowing to me. But they love this idea of centralized control. They're furious that in Wyoming they're just not shutting things down. It's like, dude, there's like 5 million people in Wyoming.
They're already socially distanced, right? People are
dealing with this differently. Houston is the fourth largest city in America, but it is nothing. As far as density goes, it is nothing like New York City, and it never will be. We don't ride subways here. We're not stuck in elevators crammed into every building we go into. Like, we have ways to live our lives and social distance, and I watch the numbers very carefully in Houston. There are, of course, new cases every day, but they're not exponentially increasing. In fact, today, since yesterday, we had less cases than we had the day before. And so, you know, again, that's only one day of data. We need to see a week or two. But we need to be carefully watching this and thinking, all right, let's start to move into risk mitigation strategies. We can still go to work, wear masks, don't touch each other, stay in your offices, but, like, let's get some work done.
Exactly. And this is where, you know, in terms of the psychological impact, as we realized after the Obama years, I mean, look at the grief to happiness ratio that occurred, Congressman. Once President Obama had finished up his administration, his two cycles, and unemployment rates were just a disaster, Trump comes in, takes Regulation Nation's boot off the throat of Americans. They go back to work and they're elated. They are happy again. This is what, you know, the positive ramifications that it will have on the psychology, and the president gets that. And and he may just have to be, you know, the lone voice in the desert, maybe you and me alongside yelling and screaming, this is what we need to do. But there needs to be, like all timelines, there needs to be something definitive, and just like he made the decision to stop those planes from coming in for China, and everybody disagreed. He had a lot of bounce back and resistance on that, but he said, no, this is the right thing to do. And even Dr. Fauci had to relent, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just did a podcast with a professor from Harvard. I haven't released the podcast yet. It'll be out tomorrow. But Harvard put together this long white paper on three different options, one being freeze in place, the second being this kind of mobilizing transition strategy, and the third being basically surrender, go back to normal, but, you know, let the pandemic kill people.
Right.
Now, they want the second one. They make a case for the second option, which is basically what I've been describing.
Exactly.
Listen, we take a tactical pause, and, you know, it's good that we're sheltering in place for a period of time. But now, I think in the Harvard study, they say it should be out until June. I'm not so sure about that. But it largely depends on our ability to ramp up testing and ramp up production of ventilators and PPE. And frankly, we've been ramping those things up rapidly. You know, at the minimum, we're creating 5,000 to 7,000 7 new ventilators a week. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a very good chance that we're going to be on top of that. And so there's a way to do this is the point. You know, it's going to take collective action, but it doesn't necessarily, it is not the case that we need to keep locking people down indefinitely. That's just not sustainable.
Okay? Exactly.
Now, the economic package that we passed was designed to sustain the economy for 8 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. It really can't go far beyond that, and we can't afford another $2 trillion package. We just can't.
No.
I mean, our bond markets, the dollar will be substituted. This is not the way to do things. So we have to start fighting this thing head on.
Exactly. Well, the other thing that we need to keep in mind, and I've been saying on this show, Congressman, that we the people, each individual, we're the first line of defense. If we're doing the right things and protecting ourselves, we will protect our neighbors, our families.
Right.
It goes from that point. It's just like you said earlier.
There's an element of personal responsibility here and duty. The chapter 7 in my book is called A Sense of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
And what I talk about in that chapter is, because the chapter before that was A Sense of Shame. So I talk about what it feels like to do the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And once you understand what the wrong thing is, you understand what the right thing is. So what's the wrong thing as it pertains to coronavirus? Well, the wrong thing is maybe going to spring break and saying, I don't care if I get the Rona.
Right.
Okay, that's the wrong thing. You should feel a sense of shame for that. The right thing to do is to do what we're doing now and do the small things correctly. Mm-hmm. And if we all live with that sense of duty, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to interact with this person, but I'm going to keep a much larger distance than I normally would. It's going to be a little bit more uncomfortable. I'll wear a mask so that if I happen to cough, or if they cough, we won't be near each other. I'm going to not touch anything. Right? There's ways to mitigate this. I'm going to make sure I wash my hands no matter what. I'm going to continue running my business, but I'm going to adapt it in a way where you can do it remotely or just change the way we do things. Maybe I'm going to go deliver food to seniors. There's
exactly.
So many ways that we can all come together and accomplish small missions that achieve the larger mission of getting America back on its feet.
Well, and you wrote about it in echoing JFK's powerful call to action.
Yeah. JFK, that's exactly right. And we are, you know why I was reminded of that? Because I saw AOC on her Instagram Live. What is the main message coming from progressives like her? It's always ask what your government can do for you. They owe you. You are a victim and only the government can save you. Like, that's the message. And not only is that wrong, it's immoral.
Mm-hmm.
It's disempowering. You are removing people's capacity to do anything for themselves. That is the worst thing you can do to somebody. So
exactly.
it's truly malevolent. Like, it's far from just being wrong. It's malevolent. And I mean that in a really deep way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we have to push back against that. Again, when I say, why are conservatives right? Conservatives are right because we understand these really timeless, important principles. And we have to explain that better. Like, personal responsibility and accountability and controlling your own destiny, that's a really important cultural foundation. It's only conservatives that actually stand up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to talk about why it's so important, because if you don't stand by that, you remove people's agency to deal with things themselves. And this is really one of those times where you have to be thinking, you should almost feel a sense of shame when you're like, you can't contribute. And you know what? Here's my belief. Most Americans feel that way. Most Americans are like this, this way that I am describing. Like, most people are at home thinking, I just want to contribute. I really want to contribute right now. I'm not sure how. But then they kind of figure it out and they'll find a way. I argue liberal, conservative, most people are like that. But the loudest people in the media and progressives like AOC are the opposite of that. And like, that's why I wrote this book, because they are so loud and they're controlling the cultural narrative, even though I do not believe Americans are actually that way.
Well, Congressman Dan Crenshaw has been our guest, United States Representative out of Texas, former Navy SEAL, the title of the new book, Fortitude, American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. It is available at all the usual places, and it will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Congressman, an honor to have you on the show. Appreciate the time. You take care. God bless.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.